It's 7:45. I'm Anthony Runnell with KRWG News. New Mexico Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham on Sunday issued a directive to all state agencies to accelerate remote work initiatives in the wake of the COVID-19 public health emergency. As part of the directive, state agencies will make adjustments to their operations, including closing all state museums, historic sites, state parks, and cultural institutions to the public effective this morning. Also, the New Mexico Department of Health has amended restrictions on social gatherings to limit the incidences of COVID-19 in the state. The amended public health order directs all restaurants, bars, breweries, eateries, and other food establishments to operate at no greater than 50% of maximum occupancy and no greater than 50% of seating capacity. The order takes effect at 9 o'clock this morning. New Mexico Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham explained that the state will issue the National Guard to respond to the coronavirus pandemic. She mentioned this at a press conference Friday.
They are completely and fully equipped and trained for meal delivery, field health care services and triage, transportation, any number of activities. They are critical. They also have qualified, trained, licensed professional healthcare responders who they deploy with us based on the set of facts we have at any given time. But they're ready. Because if I don't have redundant systems, to your point, and something happens, maybe I have school workers that don't feel well. What have we told you? If you're sick, don't come to work. Right? Well, then I might have an issue with a particular kitchen or school. I have to be prepared that there are redundant systems available, and all of those are being stood up, and that's part of the decision. We make the decisions based on spread, then we have to implement the strategies that protect New Mexico families. We're doing those simultaneously.
And in more news, the New Mexico Department of Health has ordered nursing homes to limit visitation to people whose loved ones are receiving end-of-life care. Fred Martino has more.
The order limiting visitation to those receiving end-of-life care also includes facilities providing assisted living, adult daycare, hospice, and rehabilitation for older adult patients. The Department of Health further required that when those limited visitors are allowed in, they should have their temperature taken as a condition of entry, and visitors with a temperature over 100 degrees or signs of respiratory infection should be barred from entry and advised to seek medical attention. Upon entry, they should thoroughly wash hands with soap and water or an alcohol-based sanitizer if soap and water are not available. They should be escorted by facility staff to and from the patient's room, and at no time should they be out of the room unescorted. To help families stay connected to their loved ones, the Aging and Long-Term Services Department has 9 cameras and says that by Monday it will have 350 tablets that families can use for electronic visits. The agency says it is also exploring other ways to keep residents in touch with loved ones. For KRWG Public Media, I'm Fred Martino.
Many college students are on spring break this week and are urged to not travel during this time. But on the border, some students travel back and forth from Texas to Mexico on a daily basis. KTEP's Angela Cochergo talked to students at the University of Texas at El Paso to learn more about how the virus could affect their routines.
On the University of Texas at El Paso campus, on a day with the temperature hovering near 70, Quentin Rodriguez was reading a book outside and looking forward to spring break.
Going down to San Marcos with a couple friends of mine.
And any concerns about travel because of the coronavirus or the COVID-19?
I got some of my friends telling me to stay out of San Antonio.
Rodriguez said other friends had a trip planned to the biggest spring break destination, Cancun.
But they're still a little worried that it's a lot of people going over there, you know?
Are they going to go after all?
Oh, yeah, they are.
He said those students were more concerned about losing their deposit if they canceled the trip than catching the coronavirus in Mexico. On the border, Mexico is more than a vacation spot for students like Heriberto Perez Jr. It's home.
There's no serious case right here, so I'm relaxed about that thing, about leaving Juarez and crossing every day. So it's not a problem for me right now. I'm not thinking about it at all.
Hundreds of students from Mexico cross the border daily to attend universities and colleges in Texas. At least 650 at UTEP alone have addresses in Juarez, according to the university, although the number of commuters is probably much higher. Others, like Sofia Portugal, live in El Paso but go back and forth to Juarez on a regular basis.
I visit my grandparents, both of them, every week, so I go at least twice a week.
President Trump said he was contemplating closing the border with Mexico, but now says that is not under consideration. Portugal's biggest concern with coronavirus is not the border, but classmates who do not wash their hands enough.
Honestly, I don't think we're taking it that serious, and I feel like we should, especially like college students. Because, yeah, we're here all day and we get gross and we don't do anything about it.
In El Paso, I'm Angela Cocherga.